The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa.
Hebrews chapter 12, the verse number 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Glory to Jesus. The scripture says that we should look unto Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the pioneer and the completer of our faith. Jesus is the one who was the first person to walk this life of faith that we walk. And therefore, the writer of Hebrews by the Spirit admonishes us to focus our gaze, to look up, to follow after Jesus, who is the pioneer and the completer of our faith. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves this hour is, what is this faith that we have received, whereby Jesus is the pioneer of it? Number one, we have received that kind of faith which is founded on the finished works of Jesus Christ. This is the faith that says that if Jesus paid for it, I can enjoy it. Or what Jesus has suffered, we cannot suffer them. Glory to God. This is the kind of faith we have received. Not just any faith, but that faith that is founded upon the finished works of Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Secondly, this faith also identifies with the weak. It is a kind of faith that identifies with the broken, the hurting, the struggling, and the confused, because we are the light of the world. Jesus and the woman who was caught in adultery. Interestingly, the woman was brought to Jesus. If Jesus had not been there, they would have stoned her to death. But thanks be to God, the Bible says that they questioned Jesus, should this woman be stoned to death because she's been taken right in adultery, in the middle of adultery. But the Bible says that we are the light of the world. Jesus also said of himself that as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. What did Jesus do? The Bible says that Jesus said unto all of them, he that is without sin should cast the first stone. Nobody was able to touch this woman. We identify with the weak, the poor, the hurting, the desperate, the struggling, the confused, because we are a solution to such. This is the kind of faith we have received. Thirdly, this faith also acknowledges that out of our bellies flows rivers of living waters. Oh, glory to God. Out of our bellies flows rivers of living waters. There is a fountain in our belly. There is a fountain that is gushing consistently in our spirit. We have living waters inside of us. And you know the interesting thing? Our words, our touch, our gaze, our writings are all the gushes by which the living waters flow to other people. And so when we speak, we are just not speaking words. We are not just speaking words. But our words are packaging the living waters to be transferred to the other person, to be communicated to the other person. Praise Jesus. John chapter 6, verse 63. You remember what Jesus said? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are not just mere words. They are spirit and they are life. And so are we. The words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. Glory to God. Today, as you step out, know for sure that whatever you say, it contains spirit to bring your words to pass. If you tell somebody is blessed, the person is blessed. If you say somebody is healed, the person is healed. Because it's not just mere words you are communicating. You are communicating spirit and you are communicating life to the other person. This faith we have received, of which Jesus is the pioneer, can produce much results through prayer or communion and consistent contact with God. Isn't that beautiful? We can produce much results. Oh, glory. We can produce so much results through prayer and communion with God, consistent contact with God. John chapter 15, verse 5. The word of God says that I am the vine, you are the branches. It goes on to say in verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. But with him, jointly with God, all things are possible. This is the faith we have received. Number 5, this faith we have received is persecutable by the world. The world hates this faith and this life that we have received of God, of which Jesus is a pioneer, whom we are looking, whose steps we are following, whose instructions we are obeying. The world hates and fight against this life and this faith. And therefore, John chapter 15, verse 20, Jesus made it clear unto us that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute also. Precious one, I came to tell you, this faith you have received, you will be persecuted. You will be hated. You will be rejected. You will be despised. But hey, what have you got to lose? Nothing. It came with a faith. And we embrace the faith together with whatever it came with. We will be persecuted, yet we will not be moved. We will be despised. We will rejoice. Oh, kosha prakusa pato sabaye. This faith we have received, it is humble. Those who have not attained this faith, we do not look down upon them. But we pray for them. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those that are still in the world. We pray for them, that they also will come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will come into this faith. They will be able to receive this life, and they will be able to walk the walk of faith, whereby Jesus is the pioneer and the completer of it all. Precious one, look unto Jesus. Set your gaze on him. You have begun with him. You have to end with him. He is the finisher of our faith. May God keep you. May God bless you. May God enlarge your steps under you. Your feet will never slip. You want to make this confession with me. In the name of Jesus, I look up to Jesus. I do not look up to man. And therefore, if this faith produces results in the life of Jesus, this same faith is producing results in my life. My life is going forward every day of my life. My path is shining brighter and brighter. I have overcome. Even though I might be persecuted, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken, because greater is he that is in me than they that are in the world. Glory to Jesus. Open up your mouth. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Rete ko sapratizo sha. Randi so koto bro ki sopratiza. Randi shele vreni makaso so ye. Indele hachendele meninini. Randa sakra ki shele vresisaso. Rato kondo lo bronima. Maragase. Erenteste. Prestu sta prakishtele vreni mashande. Monde gede gede sia. Rasakatu zubu kutumu kaye. Mondi libizinda ye. Tregije. Meronde. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. We give you praise. We give you praise. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Boabin Kosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noahsproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noahsproject.org. The Word of Faith podcast is a listener-supported ministry of the Noah's Project. If you want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noahsproject.org/donate. God bless you.